أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. In this ayat that we are reading, where Allah Ta'ala says, give glad tidings, good news to those people who brought Iman and who do righteous deeds. With regard to Iman, as explained, yeah, it refers particularly to Iman on the Quran Sharif. That we should have Iman, every believer Muslim has got Iman on the Quran Sharif, but we should analyze it a bit more. Like that we believe in the whole Quran, but every ayat of the Quran Sharif also, our full Iman must be on there. Whether it has to do with capital punishment, that is also the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and our full Iman must be on there. Because of Western influence of various types, our schooling, the TV, the environment, na'uzu billah, sometimes we also declare that this capital punishment, na'uzu billah, is barbaric. If that is the case, then our Iman is in jeopardy, is at stake. The rights of women, that we equality of women, gender equality has become a major issue in the world today. And with na'uzu billah, we find fault with Islam, that Islam hasn't given women a fair share, whereas Islam has given them the highest and the most fair share. That for example, inheritance, though she gets half of what the man gets, but a woman has got no real expenses of her own. Always there is a male that is responsible for her. So that half she is getting, that the maid, for example, he has to look after his family. If he's got aged parents, he has to look after them. If he's got any other responsibilities, his wife, he is responsible for. His daughters, he is responsible for. But the wife is not responsible even for herself. The husband is responsible for her. The daughters are not responsible for their own expenses. Today, girls that go out and work and that, it is not their duty at all. There is a male that is responsible for that. So the half that they are getting is like for nothing. So Islam has given them a great share, hasn't robbed them of their share, but has given them something for nothing. They don't have any expenses of their own. Whatever their toiletries, anything, it is the husband's duty. So Islam has given a very fair share. So it's very necessary that we see that our Iman is on every ayat of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has made interest haram. So our Iman must be on that interest is haram. If I am involved in interest in any way, I must accept it as my guna, my weakness. But to try and justify it, that is a very dangerous thing. Any other guna, parda, separation of man and woman, Islam has ordered that clearly in the Quran Sharif. So we have to believe in that it is the command of Allah Ta'ala, and we accept it as such. Then the next thing is وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, and to get this glad tidings which Allah is speaking of the great stage of Jannah, a person must have أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ also. Good deeds, pious deeds also. Together with the Iman, he must have pious good deeds. Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Amal Salih is that Amal which is according to the Quran Sharif, according to Sunnah, and there is no shirk in there. A person doesn't associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu defined Amal Salih that it is that Amal that in which there is ilm, that we have got knowledge to do the amal correctly. Then there is niyat in there, that our niyat also must be to do that amal. And then there is sabr also in that. We do it properly according to the command of Allah Ta'ala. And there is ikhlas also in there. Then that will be counted as amal salih. Ulama have written generally that amal salih is that which is done with the knowledge of deen. The knowledge of Quran and Hadith, not just that we do things according to our thinking, etc. And then after that, that amal salih we do with ikhlas. If it is not done with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah, then that is not an amal salih. Then after that, it must be according to sunnah also. If there is bid'at in that amal that we do, it is not according to sunnah, then also it is not an amal salih, it will be rejected. And then finally, for it to be an amal salih, we must always have this fear that is it accepted by Allah or not. Not just like now we all made Fajr namaz, perhaps we haven't given it a second thought, and perhaps for our whole lives we won't give it a thought whether it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. That fear must be also constantly in us, that is it accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, that will constitute a amal salih. So in order for us to, and a person's stages in Jannah will be according to the level of his iman and according to the amal salih that he did. According to that will be a person's stages in Jannah. And all this are the primary things in our lives. Today we have dunya in our lives, and deen we just do by the way. We make our five times namaz, everything, but we are not really concerned whether our iman is intact or not, whether our amal are correct or not. Whereas for dunya, everyone has got worry that my car license, I must pay, I must get renew it on time. My driver's license, I must renew on time. My water and lights account, etc., I must pay this on time. We make that our object. We make sure we do all those things. And deen, we are just doing by the way. We are just carrying on. Whereas it should be the total opposite. It doesn't mean that we don't care about our dunya, but our main worry must be about our deen. Is my iman in contact, in order? Or has my iman expired or what? Are my amal salihah correct? Are they in place or not? Those are the primary things that we have to be concerned. And then we see to our dunya also, that's also our responsibility. Also, there is great discussion whether amal salih is part of iman or not. The conclusion is that iman is a great amal on its own, and amal salih is the completion and perfection of iman. If a person hasn't got any good deed but he's got iman, he will be entitled for Jannah still. But iman, how much a person has got, it will bring amal salih in his life. And how much good deeds we do, it will strengthen our iman. So each one of the two, they go and they make the other more stronger. But iman is the main thing, and amal salihah also we have to be concerned about. Sometimes a person feels that though I'm not doing any good deeds, but I've got iman and that is sufficient. That our iman will become weaker and weaker all the time. And there is great fear then of even losing our iman. May Allah protect us. With amal salihah, our iman is strengthened all the time. So iman is also required, and amal salihah also, and then a person will be granted those great stages of Jannah. And as how much we will make effort for our iman and our amal to that level will be our stages in Jannah. May Allah be merciful to us. Keep our iman and amal salihah in order and grant us the highest stages of Jannah, inshallah.